Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank each and everyone who's listening under the sound of the voice. On today, we know God is going to move in a mighty way. We came with a level of expectation like never before. Every time we go to a different show, we need to go with a level of expectation on that show. And every time we come to this show, we need to raise our level of expectation. We believe God to do a mighty work on here on today. Glory to God. Go ahead. Don't forget, text your neighbor right quick. Tweet them and let them know that we are coming to them live. First of all, I have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. This call, I don't know if she or he, but it's been on here for a minute, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. This caller has been on here when we first came on. Caller 251, you are live and on the air.
Yes, I would like prayer. I've backslided, just really have been pushed out of my comfort zone by the enemy. I have allowed the devil to just come in and just tear up my home, and I would like prayer that the Lord will bless me to receive income. I have two cases pending, and I just need God's favor to approve those for income because I don't have any income at this time. So that's my prayer request for today.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I need to ask you, have you said the sinner's prayer? Have you repented and said the sinner's prayer?
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
Okay. Well, I want you to do this for. Okay, I want you to do this for me, man. I want you to repeat after me. Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Say, Father.
Father.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
In need of a savior.
In need of a savior, Lord.
Come into my life, God.
Come back into my life, Lord.
Make me over, Lord.
Make me over now, Lord.
Father God.
Father God.
I receive you.
I receive you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Back into my heart.
Back into my heart, Lord.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name.
I repent right now, Lord God.
I repent right now, Lord.
For everything, Lord, that I have done.
For everything that I have done wrong, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God welcome back to Backslider. Glory to God. The angels are rejoicing. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Now, we're going to pray that God move on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. Because we know God welcomes his people back. You know, God was married to the backslider. You know that. God married to you. He never left you. He never left you. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He never left you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to make sure, amen, that you stay in touch with me also. Do you have Facebook page, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure, amen, that I get back in contact with you, but I am going to pray for you. Glory to God, because God welcomes back the backslider. Hallelujah. He's married to the backslider. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, sometimes we can walk out from under. Amen. But God said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and pray about your situations right now. We believe God to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God like never before on your behalf. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we call on you today, Lord God. You heard the dear sister's request. She has invited you back into her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, on her behalf, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that you're the one, Lord, that we should call on, Lord. You said, Lord God, whatever we ask, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name, you shall do it, Lord. Father God, we ask you to knock down every door, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The cases that she has pending, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to move on in a mighty way on her behalf, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you said, Lord God, the wealth of the wicked is stored up, God, for the just, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch, in a mighty way, oh, Lord God. Open the door, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for her to get the income, Lord God, that she needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we believe that they're going to move mightily and quickly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to believe that God has already run ahead. Amen. Glory to God. And don't forget to come back and call back in and let us know, hallelujah, that God has moved on your behalf and welcome back. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Welcome back. Amen. And thank you for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But we got to go ahead, amen, with the message on today. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. I will give the announcements at the end of the show. We're going to go ahead on down the road with Jesus Christ. I know I'm happy. Amen. Glory to God. I'm turning up, so I know y'all ought to be turning up and ready to turn out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, that's just how God works it. Glory to God. He can do whatever he want to do. You know, I asked a question one time. I said, Lord, you waited until I got ready to get on one of my shows, and then you told me what you want me to preach about. I said, why didn't you give it to me early on? He said, I'm God. I can do what I want to do. I said, well, all righty then. And so, amen. And from that, I know he said he can do whatever he want to do whenever he get ready, whenever. So, you know. Hey, you have a cookie like that. Amen. I want you to go ahead and turn to Psalms 34. Hallelujah. I'm going to start the first verse, Psalms 34. God is good. I hope you got your listening ears on. You heard. Amen. Glory to God. The call. Hallelujah. I am excited. When God moves, hallelujah, I am excited. You know, you got to learn to have some excitement for other people. Sometimes you always want to be excited about yourself and your soul and no more. Hallelujah. Not no more, but no more. Glory to God. You know, you got to learn to rejoice whenever God, you know, he brings somebody in the kingdom of God, because that's really all it's about is the souls. Hallelujah. People turning around. You know, I know, you know, ain't nobody mad, hallelujah, but the devil. Glory to God. But that's okay. We don't care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this point, it's all right. He can get mad all he wants to. A soul has came back into the kingdom of God, and we thank God for that. Glory to God. It ain't nothing I did. Hallelujah. You know, it's all according to his will, not our will, his will. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For the young lady that just called in and she rededicated her life to Christ. We thank God for that. Glory to God. So let's move on down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be starting at the verse of Psalms 34. And the title of my message today is, I Will Bless the Lord. You know, sometimes you say, Lord, I'm going to bless you. Oh, Lord, I'm going to bless you all my days. That's what you say. But you let sometimes something happen. Then guess what? You forget all about, glory to God, what God done did. Hallelujah. If he brought you out of that, he can bring you out of this. So you continue to praise the Lord. Glory to God. You ain't got a... You know, you don't even really have to have a reason to praise the Lord. Just praise him anyhow. Lord, when you begin to praise God, oh, my God, my God, that thing's going to begin to shake, quake, and break. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. When you begin to praise the Lord, everything that's going on in your life, glory to God, it's got to cease, hallelujah. Huh? So tell it to get back and behave, hallelujah. My God, glory to God. Let's go ahead on and get in the message. Like I said, the title of my story, I Will Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be in my mouth. Glory to God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, as I was looking at that word continually, that means you praise God no matter what happens. That means you praise God, hallelujah, when you're going through. You praise God when you got a little. You praise him when you got a lot. You praise him when you can't see your way through. You praise him through the sickness. You praise him through the storm. You praise him, hallelujah, if you got a mountain that you can't go over. Amen. It's too high, you can't go over. Hallelujah. And you're trying to go around it. You still praise the Lord thy God. That means without even thinking, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm not going to think about the situation on today. I'm going to continue to praise you because I know, Lord, that you got it. You got all power in your hand. You hold the key to everything. So I know it's going to be all right. So I'm going to continually to praise you. I'm not going to think about what they did or what they haven't done. I'm not going to think about what I got and what I don't have and what I should have. I'm going to continually to praise you because I know you can knock down some doors. Hallelujah. You can dry up some brooks. Glory to God. I know you own the cattle of a thousand hills and you can give me mine. So I'm going to continue to praise you, Lord God. I know I heard them when I came down the hall, glory to God, and they were talking about me. But God, you know what? I'm going to continue to praise you, hallelujah, because you will take care of it. I know I heard them, hallelujah. They was in the kitchen and we have a gathering. And, you know, glory to God, I'm just saying hallelujah. I'm going to continue to praise you. I know, Lord God, I know that I know that I know, hallelujah, glory to God, that this one over here got a raise and I didn't get one, glory to God. But you know, God, I'm going to continually to praise you. I'm going to ask him about it, and I'm going to continue to praise you. I know, Lord God, if I continue to praise you through the sickness, when I'm healthy, and when my body's racking with pain, good God Almighty, so my bills are due, hallelujah, and my money is due, hallelujah, I'm going to continue to praise you. If I continue to praise God, everything else, hallelujah, it's got to get out of the way, glory to God. But sometimes we forget about praising God. Then we sit down and start thinking about the circumstance. Well, don't you know God is the circumstance, glory to God. And it ain't nothing too hard for him. So why are you going to stop praising God? You don't think he can do it? Do you think he can do it? Or do you think it's too hard? Well, according to what I've read, he said nothing is too hard for God. When you stay praying, you have to believe, hallelujah, that you've already received that word, that the word has already came, said I'm going to take care of you. Because he said many of the affliction of the righteous, he said, I shall deliver them out of them all. And he also said, I will rain, hallelujah, on the just so well as the unjust. So if he said it and you could find it in the word of God, then that's what you stand on. Glory to God. Let's move just a little bit further. So shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. You know, you got to praise God for a miracle. You can praise God if you don't get a miracle. You can praise God believing, amen, that you already received what you need. Glory to God. You know, coming outside of your comfort zone, it sometimes gets kind of hard. And you know, sometimes people just don't like to come outside of their comfort zone. They're in such a comfortable place where, you know, I'm here. I'm going to stay. Everything is well. I'm getting a full check. I'm getting a paycheck. It's okay. Hallelujah. You know, ministry's going good. Yeah, and, you know, we go to church every Sunday, and we go, and, you know, they sing all their hymns, and you do all that, and we get up and said, I come to clap my hand. But guess what? When you get back home, hallelujah, are you still clapping your hands? Are you still believing that what you received in the church, you still got it? But did you bring it with you? Come on, you can still praise God, hallelujah. It doesn't matter, because when you, after all that clapping your hands and all that stomping your feet and all that shouting, not running all over the church, hallelujah, about to knock the pews over, you still got to come back home and do what? Praise God, hallelujah. It's easy to praise God when you're in a sanctuary of people, but how about when you're by yourself and then things start to happen? Can you praise him then? That shows the real, true, amen, believer who believes that, hey, he's going to take care of it. I'm not going to worry about that. He going to take care of it. And let me help you out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me help you out a little bit. You know, sometimes you have to watch. amen, watch. He said, thou to watch and pray. You know, and that means you have to watch people also. And then you have to pray. You know, they will bring garbage and put it in your garbage can to stop you from believing what God has already told you. Glory to God. Well, you just continue to walk in me, continue to praise me, and they don't even know what that is. You know, they can pretend so to be, amen, spiritual, yes, but do they have a relationship with the Lord thy God? Don't let people talk you out of your place. Glory to God. If you're in a good place, you stay in that place with the Lord thy God. Don't move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, I was talking, amen, to the Lord one day, and I'm like, okay, you know what, Lord? I am in a good place. I am in a good place, Lord. And I thank you for that good place that I'm in, Lord. And you know what? Soon as I released that, amen, something happened, but I could hold up. Wait a minute. I said, I'm still in that good place that I was talking about with you, Lord. I'm still right there, and I'm going to continue on down the road. It does not matter. You can't move. I'm still going to praise you. It doesn't matter. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, when you're exalting Lord, you say, Lord, I thank you. God, I give you glory. You got to speak highly. Say, Lord, I give you the highest praise. I give you the hallelujah praise, no matter what it looked like. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in, you know, you want to always have someone with you, amen, to help you. But that's okay, because people are to be helpers one to another. But there's going to come a time when you ain't going to be able to find a prophet. You ain't going to be able to find a pastor. You ain't going to be able to find a preacher, because they're going to be going off doing God's work. So therefore, you're going to have to make sure that you got that relationship of your own. So you say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to give you the highest praise. It does not matter. Lord, I'm going to continue to praise you even at this point, because I know you're worthy, Lord, to be praised. Hallelujah. And I'm going to continually to praise you, for praises to come out of my mouth. Glory to God. Ain't no devil in hell going to stop me from praising you, because I know without you, I can't do nothing. And that's the place you got to be in. You exalt the Lord. Say, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You got to make your song. Say, Lord, you're worthy, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Lord, I give you glory. Hallelujah. It don't have to sound just right. It don't matter. Hallelujah. As long as you lift it up, amen, to the Lord. You know, we were, and me and someone were talking, amen, glory to God, one day. And, you know, what happened? They called me, and I picked up the phone, and I'm like, okay, well, who told you can sing? You know, hey, they were singing, and they was just, well, hold up. He said, make a joyful noise. I said, yeah, but, you know, you make that joyful noise to him, baby, you know. Glory to God. I said, you know, not to me. I said, I understand. I hear you. I understand. But guess what? They kept right on singing, glory to God. Hallelujah. They would keep making a joyful noise, so it was okay. So you got to just make your own songs up and praise the Lord and exalt the Lord. Say, Lord, you're worthy. I know you're worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, to tear down every stronghold. You are worthy, Lord God, to tear down the bricks. You are worthy, Lord God, of everything that's going on in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. You just got to learn how to lift up the Lord thy God, amen, and learn how to exalt him, hallelujah, above all things. You know, if you exalt God above everything that's going on in your life, you know, he'll move. He'll move for you, hallelujah. He will move, and everything that's in your way, he will move it out of the way. Glory to God. But so many times, you know, living in this world, we think we live by the world system, but just because we're in the world, we're not of the world. Glory to God. We are not of the world, glory to God, just because we live here in the world, glory to God. But we are to live according to this word, the word of the Bible, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Let's look at that word, sought. You know, that means, hallelujah, you sought the Lord, and he gave you your answer, hallelujah. You know, some say, well, I was reading, and they said, well, why don't you say seek? The reason you didn't say, you said, I'm seeking the Lord. Yes, you're seeking the Lord for an answer, but you sought the Lord, and he brought the answer. So when you sought the Lord, that means, yeah, I got my answer, so I'm good. Don't ever, amen, glory to God, think that you can't keep seeking the Lord. You can keep seeking him, glory to God, because you got to keep seeking him in his word. Hallelujah. Yes, you got to keep going. You got to keep reading. You got to keep meditating, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. But if you have already sought him and you're looking for an answer, that means you sought him. But if you're seeking, you got to keep on. You're looking for answers. You know, you just keep searching and keep seeking. You're seeking for answers, glory to God. That's what you got to do. Don't stop. If you ain't got your answer, amen, you keep right on. So, Lord, I'm waiting, Lord. I haven't got my answer, Lord God. And you know, there's some things only come out by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you just keep right on until God gives you your answer. Don't you let up. So many times we quit in the midst of all everything going on. You know, you might pray at one time. Said, okay, I'm done. He ain't gave me my answer. And you don't go back again. Glory to God. Keep on until he give you your answer. It may not be time for the answer that you want him to give you to come yet. But that's okay. You just keep on. When it's time, he's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, a while back, you know, I was it's been some years, quite years ago, and I remember the prophet said, you know what, God is getting you ready. He said he's working some things out for you, for you. He said he's working this legal battle out for you. Well, guess what, hallelujah. Whenever they told me that, I'm like, okay, all right, I got you. Hallelujah. Well, I wanted to know what it was, but I never did. But I didn't get the answer. I kept asking, but I didn't get the answer. I kept asking, and I didn't get the answer. Well, finally, hallelujah. You know, I was walking out, amen, one day, amen, across the churchyard, and all of a sudden, God gave it to me right then. I said, oh, man, my God, he gave it to me. It wasn't time for me to have that answer. Because don't you know sometimes when God gives you, tells you something right then, all you're going to do is worry about it. And then sometimes you'll put your hand in it and mess it up when he has already got it dressed up. He's got it going in the way he wanted to go, glory to God. So you just got to wait. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And continue, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Don't let nobody ever steal your praise. Don't let nobody ever make you mad enough where you don't want to praise the Lord and you don't want to go to church. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to do nothing in the ministry. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. Even if you have to cut them off, go ahead and cut them off. Because this is the year right here. You know, God want to cut off some stuff. Hallelujah. We don't remember, we're in February now. Glory to God. You know, January, it rolled right on by. So now we're in February, and it's rolling right on by too also. So, you know, God wants to cut some stuff off so you can begin to seek and search him like you supposed to. Because, you know, you can't do for God, amen, when you got a lot of riffraff hanging on you. When you got a lot of riffraff, amen, let me just put it like this. When you got a lot of people, you know, that really don't want to go in the way you want to go, just cut them off and go on with the Lord. Because, you know, when his time comes, he's going to say, well, you know what, you was over there, and I asked you to lead him along, but you didn't lead him. So guess what, glory to God, he's going to say, depart from me. You still went over there, and you were still sinning and doing all everything you were good enough to do, and you lost it for me. You didn't praise me. You didn't do any of that. So depart from me. So that's what you don't want, because some people can steal your praise for God. They really can. You know, if you say, you may say potato, and they want to say potato. You know, it's just like that. Two different words, glory to God. Well, you know, the two can't walk together unless they agree, and that's what the Bible says. How can two walk together except they agree? So, you know, you can't walk with that. That's why when he tells you don't be unequally yoked with a non-believer. So that's the same thing. You can't hang around someone and they don't believe like you believe. Then guess what? They'll steal your praise the next thing you know. Glory to God. You know, I've said this many, many, many of times. Hallelujah. I have many and many of times. But, you know, sometimes people just don't believe. They don't believe, but it's okay. It's okay, glory to God, hallelujah, because you can't say that you have not heard, because you have heard the prophets on today. Amen. Let's move on. Move on aside, glory to God. God is good, hallelujah. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You know what? You can go to God for anything that you want to, and guess what? He will help you. He won't turn you down, but you know what? People will. If you need help, Hallelujah. And there are some that God has people in places. He have preachers, he have pastors, he have apostles, he have prophets. You know, sometimes people can come and they want to talk about all this. And basically, I'm just going to say it like this. It's always a money thing, you know. That's, if you need money, then that's fine. That's good. And they can pray for you to help you, amen, to get loose, amen, to shake it loose and shake the money trees and all that thing. Yes, that's good. Glory to God. But sometimes he just wants to save your soul. He wants your soul. He wants you to be right with him, to get it right with him. Glory to God. You know, people will turn against you, true enough, but God will never turn you down. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you did, who you did it with. It don't matter how you are. It don't matter what you said. Long as you repent and you turn around and don't do it again, glory to God, he will accept you. But only people that won't accept you. They won't accept you. Well, you know what? I know what she did, and I know who she was with, and I know who he was with. All that ain't important. Glory to God. All I can tell you is repent, do it quickly, and turn around, don't do it no more. Glory to God. And if you keep falling in that same old patch, that means you like what you're doing. You're letting your flesh get the best of you. That ain't my message, but I just throw that in there for free. I ain't gonna charge for that one. Glory to God. Let's move on. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You see right here, when you cry out to God, when you call on God, he hears you. When you pray, he hears you. He really do. You know, I used to hear people saying, you know, God don't hear you because you're sinning. He hears you. He hears you. He hears every word because he said he's everywhere. He need to be. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. So he hears every prayer you pray. Hallelujah. Whether you're sinning or whatever you're doing, he still hears your prayers. It's not like he's, oh, hold up, I'm going to forget that one. I'm sinning, I'm going to stop my ears up. No, he hears you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're crying out, God hears you. When you say, Lord, I am, Lord, help me. I'm just tired, Lord. I'm so weak. Help me, Lord. He hears you. Whenever you say, Lord, I am in need, he's calling you. Glory. How many have you heard someone calling you? Just the other day, amen, I was in a place, and someone came in and they said, did you call me? I'm like, no, I did not. I said, maybe it's Jesus calling you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they couldn't say nothing but just, and they walked on out. Glory to God. And it could have been, amen, glory to God. I said, maybe it's Jesus calling you. Ask him. Say, here I am, and see what happened. I don't know if they did it or not, but hey, they understood what I was talking about. But he hears you. He hears every prayer that you pray. And don't you know he will deliver you out of them all? Amen. Glory to God. Everything that you're going through, God knows and he sees you. He ain't going to let you be there alone. Sometimes we think we are just alone and nobody hears us, ain't nobody studying us, but he hears you. Glory to God. Now, listen, I know, hallelujah, that, you know, so many times people go through, but they don't want to tell nobody. Sometimes you got to tell somebody. You got to tell somebody who you know that's going to pray for you. You got to tell somebody who you know they're going to help you to get a prayer through so you can continue to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you being hindered in your spirit, you can't praise the Lord, you better tell somebody. Don't let this thing become such a big burden. Then guess what, glory to God? Next thing you know, you done fell into sin, you done fell out on the Lord's will. Don't hold on to it. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to continue to praise him. So guess what? If you want to continue to praise him, you can't let this thing weigh you down. Now, he said, bear ye one another burden. Yes, but bear my burden because it is light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's okay if you want to call somebody whom you know. Let me just help you out. Amen. Right here. Amen. Call somebody that you know that you know that you know that ain't going to tell it. And if you know they ain't living right, they ain't doing what they need to do, they ain't doing God's will, then don't tell them over there. Glory to God. Just go on and tell somebody whom you know can help you so you can continue to praise the Lord. Don't let it be such a weight on you that you can't, you get up in the morning, there it is, hallelujah. You get ready to go out the door, it's still hanging on you, waiting you, hallelujah. And then you go on your job, it's weighing you down, you can't function right. Then when you get off your job and it's still on you, get somebody who can get a prayer through. I'm going to help you with that in just a minute. We're going to continue on in the word of God. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. But you know, our angels will camp around. God has angels of deliverance. I know y'all remember, and I thought about it also whenever on Tuesday night they talked about they were sending an angel of deliverance. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That was such a powerful anointing on that show, and I don't know if you missed it, but if you did, you can go back and listen to it. It's Apostle and Pastor on Blog Talk when they was talking about the angel of deliverance. Glory to God. There's many angels, amen, that camps around you and to deliver us out of whatever it is we're going through. And when God sent that angel of deliverance, hallelujah, glory to God, I know it was felt all the way around the nation. But if you missed it, go back and listen to it because it was powerful. And there it is right there, the angel of deliverance, glory to God. Come on, and they'll deliver you out of all, out of everything. You know, when you're going down the road, hallelujah, and you see all, we have a lot of deer, amen. We're in deer country, glory to God. When I'm going down the road, it's deer country, hallelujah. You know, I start praying, and I'm like, okay, all you babies and your mamas and your grandmama deals and all your aunties and uncle deals and all that, I'll be saying, you know, you stay on the left, and all y'all on the right, stay on the right, glory to God. And so as I travel down the road, hallelujah, and this big buck, as they call it, amen, with a rack on top of his head, hallelujah. And man, what a rack he had. And he just missed me by a hair, glory to God. But you know, that's what it does for you. Because I continued to praise him on down the road. I said, praise God, he didn't hit me. Because I'm going to sue his insurance company, glory to God. So you know, that's what you got to do, continue to praise God. You know, so many times you look in the natural. You're looking in the natural, not thinking that God is did the work in the spiritual. That's why we need to stay, amen, on a good covenant Christian people, on a good covenant apostle, pastor, amen, good ministry, so we will know how to walk in the spirit. You know, but you know, so many times, well, you know what, I can't do that. I'm going to stay over here where I am. Well, you're going to get that same old song, that same old hymn. You're going to get that same old, well, okay, you're going to be all right. You're going to be healed. You know, God going to heal you. You're going to get that same old everything. But it's more to it than that. You know, God is calling us closer in these days to draw closer to them that can help you so you can help others. If you don't know what to do and how to pray for others, then guess what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't help nobody. You got to know how. Hallelujah. And it comes with teaching. It comes with training. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says train up a child in the way you want them to go. And this is the same thing. It's the word. It got to be trained up so you can go. Hallelujah. And tell others about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But if you always weighed it down with that same old stuff and you don't know how to get delivered from it, you can't praise God because you're going to be stagnated. You're going to be stiff and stagnated. And stagnated water, it stinks. Glory to God. Let's move on to 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You know, when you can trust God, you are really and truly blessed. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, they say, yeah, I trust him. I trust him. I trust him. Well, you know, let's look at this for a minute. Sometimes people will say they trust God, but you let a light be upon. And their bank account is in the negative. Let a light be upon. Hallelujah. And, you know, and they ain't got but two pennies to rub together. Let a garbage be upon, and there's no money nowhere to be found. Hallelujah. Let something happen, amen, to their car, just to say, and you ain't got the money to fix it. Who you trust in? Do you still trust the Lord, that God, that he going to bring the provisions that you need? Glory to God. Or has that just gone on out the window? You just forgot about all that. Glory to God. No, you got to continue to trust him. Lord, although I trust you, I'm still going to continue on down this road. I can't fall back. I still got to trust you. Because if you can't trust the Lord, God, by God, you ain't going to go no further. You know? You're only going to go as far, amen, as your trust can take you. You're only going to go as far as faith can take you. You know, it's easy to say, well, you know what, I can trust the Lord, and I got faith in him also. You know, faith, people, is that stuff that they can see. I already got a $10,000, $20,000 bank account. Oh, yeah, but I'm trusting the Lord to help me fix this car. Glory to God. You ain't got to trust the Lord for that $20,000 you got in that bank to fix your car. Go ahead and get some of that $20,000, glory to God, and fix that car. That's all you can do. But your faith and your trust, it got to work together. You see, you are blessed, amen, when you can trust the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, he's going to make sure that the provisions are made. Whatever you need is already there. Hallelujah. I've seen time and time again, hallelujah, that he's already went ahead and he's already made the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. When you trust the Lord, now God, can't nobody turn you around. Can't nobody tell you absolutely nothing. They can't tell you nothing. You can't tell me that God ain't going to make a way for me. You can't tell me what he won't do, huh? Because I know, I ain't going to say I done tried. And I'm going to say I know him, and I'm going to continually in him because I have relationship with him. That's what you do. You know, when you start to talk like that, people don't like it. They really don't. Oh, listen now, nigga. Oh, Bible thumpers. Well, you keep right on thumping that Bible, and you keep right on thumping that word, baby, because God is going to move on your behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move out. Move on. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know, you can fear the Lord. In other words, when you're fearing, amen, that, you know, when you are fearing God, hallelujah, you don't want, I ain't going to do this. I can't do this. Because guess what? I'll fall into sin right here if I do this. I'm not going to do this because this is not like God. This is not godly. So I'm not going to do this. Glory to God. I fear what's going to happen to me if I do this. I fear we have a reverential fear of what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we shouldn't have a reverential fear. Hallelujah. We fear no man. No. But we have a reverential fear of things, amen, glory to God, that's not like God. You know, I'm not going to do this because this going to pull me out of where I need to be. I'm not glad over here with you because, again, well, I'm living righteous and I'm living holy on this side, and I'm not going to go over there and do that, what you're talking about, hallelujah. I'm not going to watch that show, glory to God, because guess what? I know what's going to happen when it gets in my mind. Then I got to pray it out. I got to fast it out. No, I'm not going to do that, hallelujah, because that's not like God, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm not going to go and make this person mad for no reason. Glory to God. Yeah, the devil said, yeah, go on over there. Tell them off. Just get them told. Glory to God. How you going? Go ahead. Get them. And you know what? Let me help you out. Hallelujah. Oh, we get some real talk today. Glory to God. I've had people to tell me, well, you know, yeah, go over there and tell them. Go over there and tell them. No, sometimes people want to make amen, glory to God, make you look stupid by going over there and telling somebody something while they'll be up there and they're, look what she did. Look what he did. Don't do that. Hallelujah. You know, you got to walk in the spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, and you won't fulfill those fleshly desires that want you to go over there and get them told. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a way to talk to anybody. Hallelujah. You got to ask God to help you to lead and guide your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he will. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to fear nobody. Glory to God, because God's going to give you everything that you want. He's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to take care of you. You ain't going to lack nothing. If you're in the kingdom of God, and if you want to come in on today and join the kingdom of God, glory to God, you ain't going to lack nothing. You know, sometimes we think we will, glory to God, but you know we won't. Hallelujah. He's already made the way. He's made a way out of no way. He brought the way, even though we didn't think that was the way that we should have got. Sometimes we want him to move the way we think he should move, but God's going to move the way he want to move. Glory to God. Like I told you earlier, he said, I'm God, so I'll do what I want to do. You know, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I left it alone, walked on the way. I said, okay, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But that's what you got to remember. You got to fear, amen, fear, have a reverential fear of God, but don't worry about fearing people. You know, you got to walk with a boldness, hallelujah. And I know, hallelujah, you got to walk with a boldness and assurance in your life, not to walk like you, you know, not to walk up, you know, and say, well, you know what, I'm better than they is. No, that ain't it, hallelujah. You got to walk with a boldness and an assurance in you, knowing who you belong to, amen, and knowing that God has got your back. When you are living right, you are doing right, knowing that he has your back. Because he's a God that said, I ain't going to leave you, hallelujah, and I'm not going to forsake you. Although you may be going through the valley, you got to learn, hallelujah, glory to God. If you're walking right and you're talking right, he's there with you, glory to God. He's sitting in that seat, amen, even though you say it's a hot seat, and they're coming in, so you know what? We don't like it, amen, that you did blase, whatever it may be. He said, if you did right, I am with you. And if you told them the right thing, I am with you. But now if you do it wrong, you know God ain't in that mess. That's your flesh, glory to God. But when you do right, you said if you gave, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. He said give and it shall be given, hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together. Let it all of your men give into your bosom. You got to learn how to give, hallelujah. You got to learn how to shake that dust out of your billfold and give, hallelujah. Some of y'all sitting on some gold mines, hallelujah, and lots of money. But you don't want to give none. Glory to God. You say, well, we had a recession. Well, let me help you. You're going to need more than your $10. You're going to need more than your $5 to go to the grocery store, amen, to get a loaf of bread after a while. So you want to make sure that you got, amen, God on your side. When you give, amen. You know, sometimes you give just like you'll give because you got a lot. But do you ever give out of a need? Hallelujah. You know, God, I need this, and I need you to move. Do you give? Glory to God. Or are you fearful? Well, if I give this, then, Lord, I ain't going to have nothing. But do you know that he's a God? I told you this last time, and he's bringing it back. I don't know why, amen, but whoever it is, receive it. He said, you know, he's a God of multiplication, not of subtraction. He's a God of multiplication. Glory to God. And he'll multiply your seed and give you more. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I'm a living witness of that. Every time, hallelujah, it don't matter. He will do it every time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit further. My God, my God. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. When you seeking God, you ain't going to want nothing. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what, if I began to get too further, too deep, in the word of God, then guess what? You know, they ain't going to like me. So what? It doesn't matter, hallelujah. It does not matter if they like you or not. It does not matter. Glory to God. The thing is, you're seeking God for yourself. You ain't seeking God for them. And then when you get God for yourself, then you make sure that while you're in your prayer time, you pray for them. It does not matter. You pray to the Lord, you know, I want them to want what I want, Lord, but I pray, Lord God, that they get a closer walk with you. I pray, Lord God, that you help them, Lord, to come aboard and know that you're the only thing that matters because you're the center of my joy, oh God. Oh, my God, because every good gift and every perfect gift, it is from above. So that's what you got to do. Learn how to pray for them. If they're not seeking and you want to seek, you continue to seek God. Hallelujah. But don't worry about that. You know, that's when you come back and you begin to pray and they can begin to see how you live. Now, you know, that works two ways. Whenever they see how you live, then don't expect sometimes them to accept it, but it's okay. It may not be for you to touch them. You just pray that God will send somebody. Because he said, one text, one water, and God gives the increase. So he will touch him, glory to God. And while you're in your seeking mode, you ain't going to want for nothing. All is going to be well and all going to be good, glory to God, because we serve that type of God. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise God and come on outside of your comfort zone and don't care, hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, I can be sitting there. I'm like, okay, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And sometimes I do it out loud. It's not, you know, it's unintentionally, glory to God. But that's just how it rolls. Sometimes you can just say, oh, my God. But you hear a lot of people, you know, now saying, oh, Lord, huh? Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And then, you know, that's just it. They're just praising God in their own way. And then you'll hear sometimes some people say, oh, Lord, have mercy. But do they really know who he is, glory to God? Because if you know that you know that you know, well, this ain't in my message, but I'm going to give it to you. This is another. I'm going to give you this free, too. Amen. I ain't going to charge for this. Glory to God. If you know that you know God like you say you do, when you say, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, when you're calling on him like that, then you're going to treat people better. Glory to God. You're going to walk according to his will and not your own will. You ain't going to backbite, glory to God, because he said don't do it. Do you ever pick up your Bible to read it? Do you see what he's saying in his word about how you need to treat people, how you need to treat people right? Do you ever see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve such an awesome God. We serve a God that will never fail us. People will walk away, but God won't walk away. We have to learn how to praise him no matter what. Praising God continually. Even if you're going through, you can't see your way through. You don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how, amen, glory to God, how you're going to pay it. Even though you say, well, Lord, I've been in this situation a long time, glory to God. Well, then you got to go back and track and check yourself. Is there something that I should have done along the line that I didn't do? Then you might want to say, well, Lord, let me repent over here, and let me repent over there for that, and let me go over here and repent here for that. You know, Lord, just start, amen, tracking yourself and seeing what's going on. You know, sometimes you can, like you can go back and play back some things, not all things, but there are certain things that you can play back to see if it was you that called you to be in the situation that you're in. Glory to God. And that's a good thing. I remember I had everything, amen, everything taken care of. All, amen, all credit cards, none. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God paid them all off. Glory to God. I think that's a good God. I said, hold up, wait a minute now. Let me see what's going on here. I said, okay, then that thing will start to come back on you. I remember, now let me help you out with some teaching that I got. You know, it said be careful because if you don't be careful, you'll fall back in that same, amen, that same old rut. That's what the old people used to call it, just a rut. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all know what it is. Glory to God. I know some of you do. Just teach the young folks. That's all right. Glory to God. You'll fall back in that same old rut. I said, hold up, wait a minute. Mm-mm, this ain't it. Glory to God. I ain't doing that, and ain't doing that, and ain't doing none of that. Glory to God. So, you know, when he gets you out of that debt, then that's the thing. You don't go back and get in that same old debt. You don't continue, glory to God, to go back. But guess what? He will try to pull you back. But you got to remember and see where you are now, and you say, that's where I'm going to stay. Say, God brought me out, and he brought me over, so I'm not going, them credit cards right there, we ain't doing that no more. We ain't doing that no more. But that's what you got to remember. And then sometimes you get so tied up, hallelujah, you don't want to pay your tithes, you don't want to pay the offerings, you don't want to give not nothing, glory to God. People who don't pray, people who don't believe God, people who done stood in the gap for you, you don't want to give them not a dime. But, you know, it takes time, it does, for people to, you know, set apart and pray for you and ask God to help you and to bring you out of the mess that you're in and deliver you and heal you and get you set free. That's the thing about it, hallelujah. If you're doing the right thing, then that prayer going to work. But if you ain't doing the right thing, then the prayer ain't going to work. But, you know, I can tell you this, glory to God, when they do bring you out, when God brings you out, go back and tell them thank you. And you know what? I'm going to give you a seed. I'm going to send you an offering. It does, glory to God. You just cannot be amazed at what it does. I know this person. I'm not going to call their name, glory to God, and they've been just going here, doing little bits of that, pieces of things, glory here and there and everywhere. Now they tell me, glory to God, they were able to get them a beautiful car. It is awesome, glory to God. And I ain't never seen them with a car, amen, like this in my whole life. But guess what? They said, oh, my God, something called me and had one on. Oh, my God, never see that. I mean, it's awesome. It's a beautiful car, and it don't have that many miles on it or nothing. It's beautiful, glory to God. And that's what when you start to see, hallelujah, and when you start to give like you're supposed to, God always open another door, amen, glory to God, for you. I ain't never seen them with a car such as. It's a very nice car. I saw the car. Glory to God, just like I said, it's got everything and love of peace. It's awesome. It is. It's really awesome. And I know they probably hear me, but it's okay. You know, I always like to give testimony or testimony until they start cheating. That's the only time that things started to break for them, glory to God. Because during that time, amen, when I sat down and talked to them about cheating, amen, they didn't even understand it. Again, when I took time out and told them, you know, as I was taught, and that's what happened. when you do what God tells you to do, you sit down, you talk to people, and, you know, this is this and this is this, you know, and that's what happens. And, of course, you sit down and take time with people. You know, you can't just brush people. You don't know, then you can't teach them. Amen. Glory to God. I thought I'd throw that in there, too. I'm throwing a lot in there today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, God, hallelujah. I know we didn't. We opened on up and went on into our message because God was moving, so we moved. Now, if anybody won't prayer that's on the line right now, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in now and pray for you. If not, then I'm just going to go ahead, and I want to pray for some things before we get off the line. Anybody want prayer? Glory to God. Go ahead. The line is open. Hallelujah. I got a line full. Amen. The line is open for you to press the 1, and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, nobody wanted prayer, so I'm going to go ahead, amen, and pray for some things. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Lord God, for those that are having sinus infections, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for clear passage in the name of Jesus. Whatever trick the enemy is trying to bring, oh God, we know, Lord God, that you're in control. You're in charge, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, those viruses, Lord God, that are out, Lord God. We pray for the flu, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We cast those diseases, Lord God, and we cast the flu and the cold back into the pit from which it came, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to sweep the nation, Lord, and clean it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just continue, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, just continue, Lord, to send your healing power all across the nation, Lord God, to everyone who needed, those who are in distress, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who've been complaining, Lord God, about the high power bills, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, there ain't nothing catch you by surprise. And God, you can give them the money that they need, Lord God. If they pay their tithing, if they're offering, you said, Lord God, how you rebuked them in vow, oh God, in the name name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to send, Lord God, the income that they need, Lord God. Send an increase, Lord, so they can pay their power bill, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are wrestling with pain in their body, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, who don't know, there's someone who's hurting right now, Lord God, and they don't know why they're hurting on the inside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we can go in, Lord God, because you work from the inside out. Every cell, line up with the word of God. By his stripes, you are healed, healthy, and whole right now in the name of Jesus. Every stomach condition, we speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we said settle yourself. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we said settle right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we be careful to give you the praise, Lord God, because your praises shall continually be in our mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with a couple of quick announcements. No one has pressed the 1. I want you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. The Power Impact Team, none other than Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. They're coming on Tuesday night at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. They are a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, whatever you may need. I want you to inbox them. Go to Facebook and inbox Apostle Yvonne Rouse, his prophetess Yvonne Rouse, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know what you may need. Glory to God. So you can be on your way to knowing more about who we are. Amen, whom we serve. Know more about Jesus. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. Hallelujah. And I want you to also make sure you tune in to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday. If you missed her show on yesterday, you missed a treat. She walked the dogs on every one of them. Glory to God. Keep on, she's going to have to get us some more dogs to walk. She don't walk them out on the park, so now she's going to go back to the dog house and get the rest of them. So I encourage you to make sure that you listen to Elder show every Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome show. She prayed a house down. Glory to God, and she gives an awesome word each and every time. Glory to God. And then if you move on down just a little bit further on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour of power. Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and then we're going to come on over, and we're going to hear the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure that you tune in and hear what Minister Lane has to say, an awesome, awesome word, glory to God from the Lord, hallelujah. Now I want to encourage you to partner with us. If you're not a partner, I want to encourage you today to hit us up on Facebook and let us know. You can hit any of the WOW team up, hallelujah, on Facebook and let us know that you want to become a partner. We will get you where you need to go, hallelujah. And in partnering with us, you will receive many things, glory to God. And you will also be placed on our personal prayer list where we will pray for you each and every day. So I encourage you to partner with us. It's only $25 or more. You know, the door is still open to come on in. Amen. If you want to excel in the Lord, you want to go above and beyond where you are. You don't want to just remain mediocre. You want to see what God is saying in this word, and you want somebody to pull it out you, and amen, and poke it out you, and amen, and drag it out you. I encourage you to come on over here. Amen. Glory to God. Because they do it so delicately. That's the thing about it. It's, you know, it's just talking with the apostle and the pastor. So I want to encourage you to come on over here and chat with them. Glory to God. You know, sometimes, you know, people be so afraid, but you ain't got to fear. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. They're delicate people. Come on over here. Amen. Over here and listen. Amen. And see what God wants you to do. And they will chat with you very delicately. I promise you. Glory to God. They're delicate people. So come on over here, glory to God, and see where God wants you to be. Now, I'm going to go ahead, amen, now, and I don't like to leave the show, amen, but I've given, amen, the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and Christ is your sinner, and I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord, that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As you said, then welcome to the body of Christ. We thank God for the young lady earlier that rededicated her life to Christ. Glory to God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing. And we're going to go ahead and give you that break. And next coming up will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome week. We will see you back here. Don't forget any of the shows that's coming on. It starts on Monday and Saturday and Sunday. And then we have all kinds of things that's going on through the week. So partner with us, and you can get those in-between things that come during the week. Amen.